Welcome back to the Make Time for Success podcast. I'm Dr. Christine Lee, and this is episode number 138. If you're a fan of the TikTok platform, you may very well already be familiar with my special guest today, Wave Wild. Wave is a TikTok and social video marketing expert. She has helped thousands of creators grow their TikTok accounts with a community over virality approach. Her background is in personal branding and photo and video creation. That background helped her to launch a brand on TikTok as the queen of trend alerts, which then started the movement of trend alert style videos that currently dominates social media feeds. Wave is a member of TikTok's invite-only creator community program, as well as YouTube's Shorts creator community, and she regularly appears in national media, top-rated podcasts, and social media summits. What you're going to hear inside this interview is how Wave overcame her limiting beliefs in a number of areas in order to find her special expertise, which truly showcases her talents and her authentic self. It's a great story, and Wave is a great woman, and I can't wait to share this episode with you now. Hi, I'm Dr. Christine Lee, and I'm a psychologist and a procrastination coach. I've helped thousands of people move past procrastination and overwhelm so they could begin working to their potential. In this podcast, you're going to learn powerful strategies for getting your mind, body, and energy to work together so that you can focus on what's really important and accomplish the goals you want to achieve. When you start living within your full power, you're going to see how being productive can be easy and how you can create success on demand. Welcome to the Make Time for Success podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm really grateful and happy to be here today with my special guest, Wave Wild. I call her the queen of TikTok, and she is a TikTok expert, and she's been teaching people how to excel at short form video and being visible on that platform. And I'm just grateful that she's here so that we can get to know her and get to know her areas of expertise. Welcome to the show, Wave.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine. I'm super excited to talk all things TikTok or other things as well.
Yes, absolutely. Can you give us a sense of your backstory, going as far back as you're comfortable, and tell us about some of the factors that have influenced your career and where you are now with your business.
Yeah. So before TikTok, so before COVID happened, I was a personal brand photographer. So creating content, photos and videos for entrepreneurs. I would say, though, I don't know, I wasn't the most successful, or kind of more on, I guess, on the struggling side with that industry. However, COVID happened, and I had an Instagram coach friend say, you know, you should really get on TikTok and check it out. I think you would like it there. It's a different vibe. So I just did. I got on the app and I did really love it. I love dancing to music, although I don't even dance in my videos, and you don't have to dance. So just know that. But I got on and I just started experimenting, posting all kinds of videos, stuff about personal branding, marketing, a lot of mindset stuff that was doing well. And I had one video go semi-viral. It was around 100,000 views. That was a really, really big deal. And I got hooked, and that's how they get you. I got hooked and I started learning about TikTok more, just anywhere I could find information. And I started sharing my successes on my Instagram. And that's where I was getting a lot of questions like, how are you using this app? And then it was, you know, light bulb moment where I thought, oh my gosh, like, you know, there's Instagram coaches. Like, why wouldn't there be TikTok coaches? And at that time, I had seen maybe 5 tops on the app. And I thought, you know what? Like, with my background in personal branding and my marketing skills of, you know, being an entrepreneur, I could really help business owners use this app as another social media marketing tool, because that's how I see it. And I just, yeah, I decided to pivot. I went all in and my life has changed.
That is fantastic. And congratulations on, I think, being an early adopter of the app to begin with. So I guess that's a cue to everyone to jump in if you see an opportunity. Yeah. It's okay to be early, right? It's okay to try it, even though maybe you don't know anybody who's in that particular area. It's okay to experiment and be one of the first people in. And also just, it sounds like follow what makes you happy and follow what feels natural to you. It sounds like that's a lot of what you've used yourself.
Yes. That's one thing I love about TikTok. It's a very creative app. You don't have to be super creative, but there's just a lot of tools and features on the app to make creative videos, to have fun with it. And that just, yeah, really jived with me.
Okay. Now, listening to your story, it makes it seem as if you have no difficulty getting on camera. Has that always been the case? And am I hearing that story incorrectly?
No, that has not always been the case. So one of the reasons why I went into photography was because I was terrified of being in front of the camera. And I felt way more comfortable being able to hide behind the camera. That was my safe place. And it took years. It took years to get comfortable. So there was, a few things that happened. I did have a business coach who, when I was doing personal brand photography, was like, you have to start live streaming. You need a Facebook group. You gotta get on camera and live streaming. So that was one thing to start doing that. Very big deal, to get comfortable in front of the camera talking that way. But also when I became, when I had decided like I was going into personal brand photography, I also went and hired another photographer to do a brand shoot of me. And that in particular, it was in Savannah, Georgia. Oh my God, amazing place for photos. And she was kind of like a glamour photographer. Like they do your hair and makeup and she has all the outfits there. But we went out and we did brand photos. And that was a very transformational experience for me. Really, I had to have the experience of what it was like so that I could offer that experience to people. So that was very transformational for me to start accepting, who I am and the way I look and the way I sound on camera. And just being able to show up on camera more. So yes, it was very fortunate by the time that TikTok came around and I got on TikTok, February, March 2020, I was fairly confident on camera.
Okay, great. So I am thinking about all the people who might be listening to us who might be struggling with things like being on camera, saying what they really feel and think, maybe using social media at all, whether they're a business person or not. And I'm wondering what encouragement you can give them. And what do you teach your own clients to do when there feels like a big block even, or maybe an active fear, like people actually get sweaty or turn red, or their heart starts to beat like crazy when they're thinking about somebody watching them?
Yeah, well, one thing, people love authenticity. So even in your video, if you said, wow, I'm really nervous right now, my face is going so red, that's okay. Like people are okay with that. One thing I want to say is, from being in the online space for a few years, I have noticed that people do not care what you look like, right? They care, what they care about is what you can do for them and how you make them feel. So that I've seen time and time again. You are the only one who's, criticizing yourself so harshly. So you have to know that. And then, there are some, very basic exercises I teach, such as just filming yourself with the camera app, just your camera phone, filming yourself and making yourself watch those videos while you pay attention and write down the, negative thoughts that you're thinking, like, oh, my nose looks so big, or I hate the sound of my voice. And writing those down. And then what we do, right? I call those limiting beliefs. Those are things we just believe about ourselves that are holding us back. Then what I get them to do is to turn those limiting beliefs around into positive affirmations. So if your limiting belief is, I don't like the way I sound when I'm talking on camera, then you could turn that around and say, I am learning to love the way I sound on camera and people enjoy listening to me.
Yeah, that's actually such a powerful tool. I learned the same technique when I was training on an inpatient unit several decades ago. So I can guarantee that that strategy actually works. I think part of the key of changing your own thoughts is believing that you can, is mm-hmm. believing that there's an easier way to be treating yourself and thinking about yourself. And like, I totally want to back up what Wave is encouraging you to do, which is to kind of straighten out the language that you use to see and describe yourself so that you can show up on camera, show up and do videos, show up and promote what you have to promote to the world more easily.
Absolutely. And yeah, just one final note about that. Just, you know, be yourself. I know everybody says that and you might, but people can sense if you're trying too hard to be someone else. So just be real and in the moment. That's what TikTok is all about. It's not like the Instagram culture where things are curated and everybody looks perfect and happy in the highlight reel. It's an app that really values authenticity, and that's what people connect with. So just be real.
Okay, wonderful. How is your deep involvement on the app and in TikTok and with your community there changed you? This is just a thought that's coming to my mind, and I am curious.
Well, oh gosh. Okay, well, one thing I would say is when I had a photography career, I really struggled with imposter syndrome and comparing myself to other photographers and seeing their photos and being like, oh, wow, like the way they use that light, I'm not that good with lighting. Oh, their photos are so beautiful. Mine kind of suck, type of thing. And it really, really held me back. So when I got onto TikTok and really wanted to start learning the app, I decided to do account reviews. And this was something I would just, I would do this on live stream. I would go live and I would look at people's accounts and give them tips. And then I started charging for it and whatnot. But it allowed me to really, really build confidence in my skills because I put in the work of talking to a lot of people and just really learning what they struggle with and thinking of, you know, ways that I could help them and come up with strategies. And then we would get to test those strategies. And that's kind of what formed the basis of what I teach. So that really helped me be confident. So one thing that's really changed me is it's been amazing for me to finally step into this place of confidence in what I'm doing. And it's helped me my own like personal growth of being an entrepreneur. You know, I just had so many limiting beliefs and things with photography, people didn't want to pay me, all that kind of stuff. And it's just been able to completely turn around with TikTok, by having this community and by talking to people and also, you know, focusing on serving. I always love to focus on serving and tapping into my passion. That's another way to help you when you're on camera as well as just tapping into your passion first and focus on serving and removing that fear.
Thank you for those beautiful shares. And I want to share that I love TikTok myself. I don't know if my audience knows that. And when I wandered onto TikTok, my first impression was, this is a crazy place. Mm-hmm. But my second impression was, wow, anything goes here. And that is kind of freeing. So if you do have limiting thoughts, and I think we all kind of do in some place, shape, or form, that this may be a space for you. So if it's not TikTok, it may be some other space that you're interested in. But I think what Wave is teaching us is that it's that experimentation that will allow you to kind of disassemble your limiting thoughts and overcome them. That really, what are we doing? Holding ourselves back and telling ourselves that we're always in the wrong lighting or we're always looking the wrong way. It doesn't really help us to do anything. So my lesson from listening to Wave right now is experimentation over hiding every single time.
Yes, absolutely. And focus on the message. What is it that you want to communicate to your people? Focus on that. As people don't care, you know, what your hair looks like. And right, this is why people are like sitting in their cars, you know, making videos. I mean, people are lying in bed making videos. They don't have any makeup on. I did a video the other day with no makeup. Like, just like whatever. I mean, it's up to you how you want to show up, but you know, again, it is really an app that's built around authenticity and just being real and in the moment. And that allows you to kind of experiment and also find a bit of your own voice and how you want to communicate on video.
Wonderful. Now, can we talk about the business that you have built and what is the community like? What have you learned from your community and what do they need? And what is exciting you about your business now?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, it was very easy to build community on TikTok compared to other social media platforms where, you know, I struggled more to grow. So as soon as I got to 1,000 followers, I was very heavy into live streaming. I went, I think, Monday to Friday for 1 hour every day. And that is where I really got that sort of sense of community. Now, one thing I do teach this community over virality approach to TikTok. Community is sometimes a hard sell on the app because it takes time. It takes patience. It takes work. It doesn't happen overnight. You can't just press that button and have an instant community. It's more of that long-term play. So, but going live really, really helped to build that community. Once I saw like the same people were showing up and the same people, you know, commenting on all my videos and being so supportive, and me being able to give back to them. That was very impactful for me. So I never take that for granted. And then, you know, I've been experimenting with all kinds of different offers and things in my business and figuring out what works and what doesn't work. I feel like I've tried switch things around every few months. Currently right now I have a membership. I have built a brand on TikTok as this queen of trend alerts. I was the first person to start announcing trends in this specific format, the way I did it with a catchphrase and with a format of video that really helped me stand out and helped me build my account. So people know me for that, and I built a brand around that. So I do have a membership where I announce trends. Now I announce them across all the short form video apps. And yeah, I love doing that. I love talking to my community. Yeah. And then I also have a group coaching program that I've been working on. So, and you know, I do all kinds of other things as well. Lots of speaking and, you know, workshops, those types of things.
Beautiful. So in your telling of what you've been doing and building, I hear a lot of consistency that you've been showing up. These live streams, I can't even imagine doing a live stream for an hour. That's a long time. And then to do it 5 days in a row. Can you explain what you believe motivates you or keeps you feeling like, let's keep this going, let's not drop out, let's stay consistent?
I am a very consistent person. People know that about me. It's like my middle name. So maybe I just have that going for me. I also would say it is a little bit of my personality. I'm not sure if you are familiar with the Clifton Strengths Test.
I am.
So my number one strength is executor. So, and my partner also calls me like a little doer. I do. So, you know, I have my to-do list. I'm always just doing and busy bee. I guess that's a little bit of, it's just built into me.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, I feel like for the first time in my life, I found something that I was truly passionate about and that I felt like I was really good at and starting to make something of my life. So I think that's just what keeps me going.
Okay, beautiful. It sounds like you have alignment, so it's a little bit easy to find that consistency. For those people who are listening who might not quite be at that consistent, it's part of me routine, what tips might you have for those people?
Well, definitely, you know, one of the first things I work on with all of my students is creating a content strategy, because that helps you stay consistent. And I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, when you go to TikTok that you need one. And I usually say, okay, well, do you have one for Instagram? Like, you have a plan of what you're posting and the content you're creating? Well, yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, you need one for TikTok as well. So having a plan of the types of videos you're going to post, like I break it down into content pillars, which is not different than Instagram, choosing 4 to 6 themes or topics that you want to talk about on your page. that all relate, you know, to your offers and building a brand and a business and all that. So having that is going to help you know what you should be posting. And then we go through how much of each kind of pillar, each content category that you are going to post. So that is the plan. And then once you have the plan, it's going to help you stay consistent, because, you know, it's the worst feeling in the world to wake up in the morning and be like, oh, I need to post something on social media today. You know, what am I going to post? And, you know, you need to have the plan and the strategy.
Okay. Excellent tips. Excellent tips. And congratulations on the growing community and finding your alignment and overcoming all the limiting beliefs that were there before. This is a really great success story.
Thank you. It took me a long time. Pretty much 40 years.
Yeah. But wonderful that it's happened. I just had the lovely opportunity of talking with Wave's membership community. Wave invited me to talk about procrastination to the group. And I just want to encourage anyone who's inclined to work with Wave to go and join her membership. It's a lovely group of people. Wave is so lovely and full of wisdom and encouragement as well. And can you just describe to our audience how they can join the membership and or stay in touch with you?
Yeah. So it's called Social Video Marketing Mastery. So we actually cover TikTok, Reels, and Shorts. So those are the big three main platforms for short form video. And you can reach out to me. My website has more information, wavewild.com, or on all social platforms. It's just my name at wavewild.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you, Wave. You are so amazing to work with. I've had so much fun getting to know you and collaborating with you. And I want to thank you again for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Okay, everyone, please give a DM to Wave on Instagram or TikTok, and you'll definitely find her there. And please visit us again on this podcast, Make Time for Success, next week when another episode drops. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Make Time for Success podcast. If you enjoyed what you've heard, you can subscribe to make sure you get notified of upcoming episodes. You can also visit our website, MakeTimeForSuccessPodcast.com, for past episodes, show notes, and all the resources we mention on the show. Feel free to connect with me over on Instagram, too. You can find me there under the name Procrastination Coach. Send me a DM and let me know what your thoughts are about the episodes you've been listening to, and let me know any topics that you might like me to talk about on the show. I'd love to hear all about how you're making time for success. Talk to you soon.